Frazier Inspiration Station. It is the Lonnie Hunter Show family on your afternoon drive, and we are doing it all today, getting it all in. That's how we do it, all right? Let's go to the phones. Who's this?
My name is Sharon Collins. I just was wanting to comment on what you just said. I'm dealing with the same thing on my praise team, and the young lady, her heart is in it, and like I said, she's not very talented, but what I do as the minister of music, I give her no volume on her mic, and I allow her to sing because I don't want to hurt her heart because her heart is in what she does.
Does she know her mic is off?
No.
That's what I'm saying. At some point, you're going to have to face that because at some point, she's going to realize that my mic's not even on. And then you're going to have to answer the question, why have you been faking me out all this time?
But it's just hard because she's such an energetic and her heart is just truly in it. And I'm a strong vocalist, so I put her beside me.
Right.
And that's what I, you know.
Well, see, the thing that you can do is be honest with her and tell her her pluses are the energy she brings. Her pluses are the fact that she's loving what she's doing. And her pluses are to see her do it, you can almost feel her joy. Those are all her pluses. Her minuses are she struggles vocally. So what I'm going to do so that I don't sit you down is I'm going to adjust the volume on your mic so that you are not held back.
As loud, yeah.
Right. And then at least she knows everything that's in it, because the worst thing you want her to do is find out on her own that you've done that.
All right, thank you.
Love you big. It's the Lonnie Hunter Show, and ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand that the bottom line is people in the audience do not have to make excuses for where you fall short. And that's where we get a lot of people coming out of churches thinking that they are much better than they actually are, because churches are notorious for encouraging people's anything. Anything you do, the first thing you hear is, that's all right, go ahead. And that is pumping your head up to a point to where when you leave outside of those four walls and you try to do that same thing in front of somebody else, you get disappointed. And then you walk away wondering, well, I wonder why they didn't tell me at my church. Ministers of music, you have a great responsibility, and the responsibility goes much further than you appeasing everybody's feelings. And while I know the Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, but that joyful noise does not necessarily mean singing. But I say this, if your quality of excellence in your ministry and music is such that everybody thinks that they can do it, then you really have to question what you have been putting out there up to this point. Because what makes this person who cannot sing at all feel comfortable enough coming to you saying, I want to be on the praise team? There should be a level of excellence that has gone on week after week after week that would make somebody that can't sing say, I probably shouldn't be up there. So those are all sides of the coins, ladies and gentlemen, and you really have to work it in a way that works for you and your situation. It's the Lonnie Hunter Show, just trying to help you a little bit on praise. And I'm telling you, on your afternoon drive, I'm about to give you an oh, how wondrous experience for real. There was a young lady, and you have got to, if you don't have Twitter or Facebook or you don't have a computer, find one. If you want a reason to give God some praise, you have got to see this video. This young lady was deaf since birth, all right? Had never heard before. Now, of course, she can talk a little bit just through her speech pathology or her speech therapist and, you know, the things that deaf people have to go through to just kind of communicate and be societally ready to navigate the world. All right. She's got that, but she's never been able to hear. And through technology, you see her sitting at the doctor's office and them do this thing to her. And she begins to hear for the first time ever. When they first posted it, it normally comes from a place that the videos are funny. So I thought this was going to be something funny. I sat back and I pressed play, and the more I watched, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, the genuine response to this woman being able to hear for the first time was so real and so raw. I found it hard not to shed a tear for her. I found it hard not to just go into praise and worship for her, because God performed literally a miracle. And you hear the doctor talking to her, saying the days of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And as she's saying each day, the lady who's hearing this is hearing the days of the week for the first time. And every day of the week, she just gets more and more excited, more and more overwhelmed about the fact that she's hearing this woman talk. Then the woman begins to say January, February, March. And as she goes through the year, the lady just loses it. And I can just imagine that thing that you have never, ever been able to do, somehow miraculously through the grace of God, you are able to do it all of a sudden as an adult. Can you imagine what that must feel like. If you are looking for a reason to turn your whole day around, you got to go to Twitter or Facebook. I'm putting it every place I can find to put it. All right. Lonnie Hunter Music on Facebook. The Lonnie Hunter Show on Facebook. Twitter. At Lonnie Hunter, wherever I can find to put it, I'm going to put it, because everybody needs to see this experience to know what real praise looks like. Good God Almighty. Keeping you informed on praise.